just came back from the Big Island, discovering the volcano.
Ah, right.
And then just,
get any on ya?
No, you get real close to it. It's,
I believe that.
It's intense. It's like this town was there, and now it's
gone.
It's a ghost town. And if you get a chance, I'd go check it out. It's still great.
I probably will, yeah. It's one of those things. It's just not a real great idea to build your house.
No, actually,
between the volcano and the ocean.
It's a real sacred kind of place to the ancient Hawaiians, and
yeah,
a lot of hippie folk move over, and land was so cheap, it was like the last place you could buy land in on these islands.
Well, now everybody knows why.
People are going up their shacks, and they all
I mean, it's just, it's one of those things. It seems
rather memorable. Yeah.
It's easy for California to say, hey, but I feel sorry for the people who've had that happen to them. It's like the ultimate bad trips. There's nothing you can do about it. Lava is one of those things. There's not a thing you can do about it. It's not like you can stand in your backyard with a hose or something, And...
No, it is pretty weird. Most of them took it pretty well, though. They're just, we'll just move 3 miles down the road until the next one gets it. They're just married to that area.
Right, well, it's one of those things. Once it happened to you, there's not really a whole lot you can do.
Yeah.
You have to complain.
They're like, you accept the reality of you're in danger.
I'm going to see what the hell this is.
Yellow. Hello. Hey, sweetheart. Can I call you back? I'm right in the middle of an interview. Yeah.